Good morning, everyone. This is Sally from Tusia Radio. Today, it's our honor to have Mark Curray, member for Oatly, the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism in New South Wales today. Hello, Mark.
各位听众，大家好，欢迎大家翻嚟收听 Tusia 澳洲中文广播电台。今日我哋好高兴能够邀请到嚟自我哋新州Oatly选区州议员兼多元文化影子部长 Mark Curray 嚟到我哋嘅访问当中。你好啊 ，Mark。
Hello, Sally. How are you?
你好啊 ，Sally。你点啊？
We're doing good. How are you, Mark?
Very well, thank you. It's been a couple of months, that's right.
我们有几个月没见到你了，很高兴再次能够邀请到你上到我们的访问节目当中。
Yes, it's happy to have you again.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
我也很高兴能够再次来到这里，多谢你啊。
Yes. So to start off, could you please briefly introduce yourself to our audience first?
那首先，可不可以请你简单地介绍一下自己先呢？
Sure, it's Mark Curray, and I'm the member for Oatly in the New South Wales Parliament, and I'm the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism and the Shadow Minister for Jobs and Industry, Science and Technology.
当然可以啦，我是新州议会 Oatly 选区的州议员，同时亦都是多元文化、就业和产业、科学和技术的影子部长。
Mm-hmm. So we know that you have been for a long year serving in Oatly, this area, right?
That's correct.
Yes. And what's inspired you to pursue a career in politics, actually?
我们知道你在 Oatly 地区服务了多年，当初其实是什么原因令到你想踏入政坛的呢？
Well, that's a really good question. And I often remind those that ask me that question that it started when I was very young, in fact. My friends and I were around the ages of 12 and 13, and we were playing cricket at one of the local parks in our local area. And one of my friends unfortunately grazed his leg on the barbed wire of the cricket net. Mm-hmm. And then that sort of, we then sprung into action, wrote a letter to the mayor and the general manager of the council. We got other parents and kids to sign letters as well. We then submitted those letters and didn't think anything of it until a couple of months later when I got a phone call at home. This is before mobile phones. As a 13-year-old, was invited to the local council to address the local council about the need to upgrade our local cricket nets. And I just remember I was definitely the youngest in the room. And I had the opportunity of speaking in front of the large council and the large audience and talk about the needs of our local community and the need to upgrade our local cricket nets. Well, after a letter and a petition and speaking in front of the council, we got what we wanted, and that sparked an interest in serving our community. 10 years later, I then ran for local council, and the very area that I born and bred in and went to school in, I then got elected to local council and local government, and then 8 years later ran for state parliament and got elected as well. So it is a wonderful opportunity to represent in state parliament the local community that I've lived in all my life, went to school in, now raising a family. I've got two young boys, mm-hmm. James and Sam, and my wife is a school teacher. Mm-hmm. So, we loved our community. It's a great community. It's a great community to live, work, and raise a family.
依个系一个好好嘅问题，我都成日提醒问我依题嘅人，一切都系从我好后生嘅时候开始。事实上，我同朋友大概喺十二三岁嘅时候打紧板球，地点喺我哋社区嘅一座公园入边。结果其中一位朋友不幸被板球网嘅带刺铁丝刮伤咗佢只脚。接下落嚟，我哋就采取行动。我写信俾市长，亦都俾市议会嘅总经理。我哋仲揾咗其他家长同小朋友一齐联署，然后将呢啲信件递交上去。之后就冇点样多谂，直到几个月之后，我屋企接到一通电话。我当时十三岁，被邀请到市议会喺议会上发言，说明我哋当地嘅板球网需要升级改善。我记得好清楚，我绝对系全场年纪最细，但我喺众多议员同埋观众面前发言，讲到我哋社区嘅需求以及升级板球网嘅必要性。总而言之，透过写信请愿再到议会陈述之后，我哋达成咗目标。 这个亦都激发了我们服务社区的兴趣。10年之后，我参选了地方议会，进入地方政府，而再过8年，我参选州议会亦都成功当选，因此能够有机会在州议会代表我一生居住、翻学，而且现在在养家的地方实在太好了。我有两个小孩子，男仔 James 和 Sam， 我的太太是一位学校老师，所以我们都很热爱我们的社区，这里非常好，很适合生活和工作以及养育孩子。
Mm-hmm. So actually what led you to join the Liberal Party at first?
那你为什么会选择加入自由党呢？
Yeah, it's a really good question that. Look, you know, I believe in the freedom of association, and the Liberal Party is very much a party that is, you know, for business and for families and for the community. It's a party that's very pro-family and pro-communities. And, you know, a lot of hardworking individuals see the Liberal Party as a party that is a party for them,
mm-hmm.
Because of their freedom of association and freedom of their desire, I should say, of wanting to help the community and help business grow. And, you know, our community is a very diverse community, and we have a lot of many multicultural communities that make up the electorate of Oatley, and it's wonderful that I am able to represent them in the New South Wales Parliament.
是的，这样说啦，我相信结社自由，而自由党非常支持企业、家庭和社区，可以说是支持家庭，也是支持社区的政党。很多勤奋的工作的人亦都将自由党视为他们发声的政党，而且因为他们相信结社自由，还有应该说是一种愿望，想要帮助社区、帮助企业成长。而且我们的社区非常多元，你都知道我们有很多不同的多元文化群体构成了 Oatley 这个选区，而我能够在新州议会代表他们，这样事情非常之好。
As you mentioned, Oatley, we would like to talk more about your electorate. So, can you tell us more about your electorate of Oatley and what makes it like unique and how you connect yourself with it?
既然你提及到 Oatley, 我哋想多啲倾下有关于你嘅选区，可唔可以同大家介绍下 Oatley 系乜嘢令到佢与众不同咧？你又系点样同佢产生联系嘅咧
？Yeah, look, you know, the electorate of Oatley covers, you know, the suburbs of Penshurst and Narwee, Beverly Hills, Riverwood.Parts of Hurstville and Hurstville Grove, Lugano, and many others. And, you know, it's an area that I've represented both on council in local government and in state parliament as well. It's a very multicultural community. We've got, you know, large communities in my electorate, both Nepalese, Chinese, Greek, Macedonian as well, Lebanese as well. So it's a very multicultural community. We have a large, as I said before, very large Chinese community in my electorate of Oatley. And some of the best Chinese restaurants are in my electorate. And it is a wonderful opportunity to represent our local community. You know, we've seen some very significant upgrades to our hospital, St. George Hospital. We've seen some very big upgrades to our local railway stations and commuter car parks and our schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen record amounts of money put into school and school education with upgrades to Penshurst Public School, one of the biggest school upgrades our community has seen in over 30 years. And that, of course, you know, is a large school. That, of course, is seen...very big upgrades to that school and surrounding schools as well.
Mm-hmm. 好啊， Oatley 选区涵盖 Penshurst、Narwee、Beverly Hills、Riverwood、Hurstville 同埋 Hurstville Grove 嘅一部分，仲有 Lugano 等嘅多地。我喺地方政府同地方议会内担代表过呢个地方，亦都喺州议会代表到呢度。呢个系一个非常多元文化嘅社区。我哋呢度有好大嘅社群，包括尼泊尔裔、华裔。希臘裔、馬其頓裔、黎巴嫩裔，所以依度非常之多元。就好似我先前咁講，我哋奧利有一個好龐大嘅華人社區，而且有一啲最好嘅中餐廳就喺我嘅選區當中。 能够代表我们的地方社区一件很好的事。我们看到一些非常重大的升级，包括我们的医院圣乔治医院，也看到本地铁路车站和通勤停车场的大幅升级，还有学校方面的改善。我们也看到创纪录的投入用于学校和教育，其中 Penhurst 公立学校的升级，那里是我们社区30多年来最大规模的学校翻新之一。那个是一所很大的学校，目前正在进行非常大的升级，而周边的学校也都同样。
As you talk a lot of local issues, what actually is the key issues or the concerns of your constituents commonly tell you?
既然你谈及很多地方议题，究竟有什么重点议题是你的居民经常跟你反映和关心的呢？
Yeah, I think in recent times, Sally, it's a good question. I mean, in recent times we've seen, you know, issues like St. George Hospital being front and centre. You know, more recently, Peakhurst West Swimming Pool, which was a pool that was closed a year ago, which we fought to reopen and upgrade. And certainly on your radio program this morning, I'm delighted to share that the upgrades of Peakhurst West Swimming Pool are now complete, and the pool will be opening in the next few days. And you know, this is a facility that is looking better than ever now, mm-hmm. and it's thanks to the tireless advocacy of our local community, because you know, our local community's efforts, you know, the whole pool has been reopened and upgraded, and what that means is a new generation of young children will now grow up with, you know, confidence, safe and active, being active around water. This campaign has, as I mentioned, you know, delivered real results and lasting change for our community. Closed about a year ago, which we fought very hard to reopen and then push for the critical upgrades, and secured over $1.5 million in funding to guarantee its future into generations. This pool was built and funded by the local community in the early 60s, with hundreds of residents and several community organisations that use the pool. You know, for me, it's personal. You know, I learned to swim at Peakhurst West Swimming Pool as a kid, and so did my son.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great win for our local community.
是的，我想最近我们确实看到这些议题，包括圣乔治医院成为焦点，还有最近的 Peakhurst West 游泳池，它在一年前就关闭了，而我们努力争取重开并进行升级。而且今天早上在你的节目当中，我很高兴跟大家分享 Peakhurst West 的游泳池升级工程已经完成，泳池即将在接下来几日重新开放。而且你知道，一项设施现在看起来比以往都更加好，这个要归功于我们地方社区不懈的呼吁，正是社区的努力，正在游泳池先得以重开和升级。这个意味着新一代的孩子们现在能够在水域活动上更有自信，更有安全，也都更加积极地亲近水域。今次的倡议如我所说，带来了实质的结果，也都为社区带来持久的改变。泳池大约在一年前关闭，我们非常努力争取重开，接下来推动关键的升级，并争取过超过一点大概500万澳元的资金，确保它在未来数代能够持续运作，能世代地延续。也做泳池当地社区在60年代初期集资而出资成为建成的，有上百位的居民以及好几个社区团体使用这座泳池。而对我来讲，个人而言，我小时候就在这个 Peakhurst West 的游泳池学游水，而我的小朋友也都如此。这个对我们地方社区来讲是一项重大的成果。
Mm-hmm. So instead of with the local pools as well, what are you currently working on with the local issues?
除了地方泳池之外，你目前还推动哪一些地方议会呢？议题呢？
Well, a number of local issues, for example, St. George Hospital. So stage three of St. George Hospital, opens next year. And this is a $440 million funding injection and boost into St. George Hospital, which will see, you know, additional parking, which will see, you know, a brand new building in place. So $420 million, over $400 million. So a big upgrade to St. George Hospital. And a lot of the outpatient services will be put into there, into that new building. It's going to be, you know, 6 to 7 stories. It's going to have new consulting rooms, new faculties moving in. And this is on top of course, the, you know, the $740 million upgrade that we've seen in recent years. Over the last 14 years, we've seen stages 1, 2, and now 3 built. And compared to previous years, this is the biggest funding announcement that St. George Hospital has seen in a generation.
Mm-hmm. 有的。譬如圣乔治医院，圣乔治医院第三阶段会在明年启用，这个是一项4.1亿澳元的资金拨款，强化圣乔治医院的建设，将会增加停车的空间，亦都会有全新的大楼落成。所以我想，实际上这个是对圣乔治医院的大规模升级，而且许多的门诊服务都会放在那栋新的大楼当中。新楼将会有6到7层。会设置新的诊间，并有新的科室进驻，而且这个是我们过去看到的7.4级澳元升级基础之上再度加码，在过去14年入面，第一、第二以及第三阶段已经建设完成。相比过去，这个是圣乔治医院一代以来最规模最大的一个资金补贴和升级项目。
Yes, of course. So talking about not only with the local pools and the hospital issue as well, we know that since the last time you came, we talked a lot about the local roads and car parks, which is a problem with among the community as well. Can you talk more about with the upgrades and of the roads?
不单止是地方游泳池和医院的议题，我们也都谈过很多有关于地方道路停车场的事件，这些也都是社区非常关注的一些问题来的。你能够多些跟大家谈一下有关于道路升级的事吗？
Well, that's a really good question. So we've got a pothole campaign. Every council area has their number one issue is potholes on our local roads. So we've got a local pothole campaign that we are starting. This is a major issue for our local community. We get hundreds of phone calls each and every month about potholes in our local streets. So we are writing and putting pressure on the council to upgrade those potholes as quickly as possible. And particularly after large periods of rain, large periods of stormy weather, we see more and more of these potholes created over time. So we're putting the pressure on council to ensure that the potholes are filled and fixed as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Why we're doing that is because these potholes, as you know, can become bigger over time, can damage cars and suspension. And certainly we've seen some state funding, but not enough. And we need to see more state government funding to help local councils fix the potholes once and for all.
我们有一个坑洞修补行动，每一个地方议会的头号问题来的，亦都是地方道路的坑洞。因此我们正是推动一个地方坑洞行动，这个是我们社区的重大议题。我们每个月会收到好几百通的电话，反映本地的街道坑洞问题，所以我们持续写信向地方议会施压，要求尽快将那些坑洞修好，尤其在长时间降雨和长时间的暴风雨天气之后，我们会看到越来越多的坑洞随时会出现，因此我们会议会施压，确保将这些坑洞填平并尽快修复。而为什么要这样做呢？因为坑洞你们知道，随着时间变大会损害车辆和悬吊的系统，当然我们也都看到一些州政府的资金，但远远不足够，我们需要更多州政府的经费帮助地方议会将坑洞彻底解决。
Mm-hmm. And we also know that the model station is currently with an upgrade with the light bulbs.
咁我哋知道 model 嘅车站目前亦都喺度进行升级当中。
The lifts, in fact.
Oh, lifts.
Yeah, lifts. Oh. So that's been a significant campaign for us in the recent months. We've written to the minister. We've raised it in Parliament. We've campaigned very strong to get the 3 lifts upgraded at Morkdale Railway Station. And the good news is, for your listeners here at 2CR, I can tell them today that those lifts are being upgraded as we speak, which is great news for everyone that uses Morkdale Railway Station.
是啊，没错，是电梯的升级啊。这个对我们来讲是一个很重要的倡议。近几个月，我们写信给部长，也都向议会提出，
我哋大力推进要将 Mockdale 嘅火车站三部电梯升级。对于 2CR 电台嘅听众嚟讲，系一个好消息。我今日可以话俾大家听，嗰啲电梯目前正系进行升级，对所有目前喺 Mockdale 火车站嚟讲，都系一个好好嘅消息嚟噶。
Yes, I believe a lot of our audience which is living in the Oakley area.
我相信很多住在 Oakley 地区的听众收听到这个很好的消息会非常高兴的。
They listen to a great program, Sally.
Yes, I believe so as well.
是啊，我都这样认为。
So on top of that, we know that you also work a lot in among the multicultural community as well.
Yep.
So we saw that you recently met the multicultural media outlets. Why would you believe that supporting those ethnic media is important for you?
此外，我哋知道你亦都喺多元文化社区方面投入咗好多。我哋睇到你最近换咗多元文化媒体机构，点解你认为支持种族嘅媒体系咁重要嘅咧
？Look, multicultural media is just critically important, particularly in Sydney, but right across Australia, where you've got, you know, one in two parents born overseas. My grandparents were born overseas, both sets of grandparents.My wife's parents were born overseas, you know, and it's important that for those where English is not their first language, multicultural media is there in the community to, you know, to not just to assist with key government messages, but also to provide the news both here and overseas to the community. And I've been interviewed on 2CR many, many times, and it's not just Chinese radio or print newspapers as well, and not just the Chinese community, you know, the Greek community, the Nepalese community, the Arabic community, all play a big part in helping members of parliament and government departments and news outlets to filter that news through to the community. Many of them don't watch free-to-air TV, commercial free-to-air TV. And that's why this multicultural news outlets are so important to provide the community with the news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that, you know, during COVID, you know, important health messages, government messages, important to all of the community to ensure that no one's left behind, that those messages are filtered through to multicultural media.
我认为多元文化媒体极其重要，唔单止喺雪梨，放眼全个澳洲都系咁样。因此你会睇到，差唔多每两位父母就会有一位系出生海外。我嘅祖父母出生喺海外，两边嘅祖父母，我太太嘅父母亦都系出生喺海外。你知道系非常之重要噶。对于嗰啲英文唔系第一语言嘅人嚟讲，多元文化媒体必须喺社区入边发挥作用，唔单止系帮忙传达政府关键信息，亦都要提供本地同海外嘅新闻俾社区。我多次喺 2CR 接受访问，唔单止系中文电台同姊妹，亦都唔单止环社区，好似希腊社群、尼泊尔社群、阿拉伯社群都扮演咗重要嘅角色。協調议员同埋政府部门以及新闻机构将消息传递到社区，好多人唔睇免费嘅商业电视，亦都系因为点解多元文化嘅媒体咁重要？因为佢哋能够为社区提供每日重要嘅资讯，尤其喺新冠疫情期间，我哋睇到呢啲重要嘅健康资讯、政府信息对于整个社区嚟讲系十分重要，为嘅系确保冇人俾人遗留落嚟，而啲资讯正系经由多元文化媒体传送出去各个社区。
Mm-hmm. Of course, Australia as one of the most successful multicultural country in the world, which is having those kind of media helping linkage with the new migrants with the local major communities.
澳洲是最成功或其中一个最成功的多元文化媒体国家。这个有媒体来讲能够帮助新移民连结，亦都能够帮助本地主要的社群衔接的。
And that's very true. I mean, we are one of the most multicultural states in Australia, and Australia is one of the most multicultural countries in the world. You know, we have people, and I talk about this all the time, the importance of multicultural communities is more important now than ever before, and that's where media, particularly your program 2CR, plays a huge part in ensuring that the community is informed, the community is not left behind.
确实如此，我的意思是我们是澳洲最多元的州份之一，而澳洲则是世界上最为多元的文化国家之一。 你知道我哋嘅人口组成，我一直都倾到呢个事情，多元文化社群嘅重要性，而家比任何时候都更加重要。而媒体，尤其系你嘅节目，扮演住十分之重要嘅角色，确保社区获得资讯能够跟上，不被落下。
Yes, we will do what you say, and then we'll keep up as well. So, looking ahead to the 2026, what are your priorities for your both electorate and multicultural communities in New South Wales?
是的，我们会按照你说这样继续努力的。那指望2026年，不知道你的优先处理事项会是什么呢？针对你的选区以及多元文化社群。
Well, you know, what we're working on over the next, over the next 12 months will ensure that St. George Hospital is upgraded and opened. And we work on the next stage four of that hospital. That, you know, our schools are upgraded and maintained. That, you know, some of the parking problems that you and I have spoken to about before are dealt with as well. But ensuring that government continues to provide an improvement of services to my local community and the communities surrounding our local area.
你知道我哋喺接下落嚟十二个月会努力，首先系要确保圣乔治医院升级并且启用，并推进到下一个阶段。我哋嘅学校获得升级同维护，以及一啲你同我之前倾过嘅停车问题，亦都能够一并处理。同时要确保政府持续提供更好嘅服务俾我哋嘅地方社区以及周边地区嘅社区。
So I think that's conclude our interview today. Is there anything you'd like to add on to our audience?
咁我哋今节嘅时间差唔多啦，唔知你仲有乜嘢想同我哋嘅听众分享嘅咧
？Well, I just wanted to thank 2CR for the wonderful work that you do. I hope everyone listening to 2CR had a very happy and joyful mid-autumn festival, Moon Festival. I had plenty of mooncake, I can tell you, and visited and attended many Moon Festival events. And of course, we look forward to Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, February next year, Sally, I won't tell you my age, but is my year, in fact, yes. Year of the Horse. In fact, it's my son's year as well. So he's turning 12 next year, but I'm a lot older than 12, I can tell you. But it's wonderful that, you know, 2CR is growing, it's active, it has a huge community outreach, and I want to thank you for everything you're doing and, of course, the whole team here at 2CR.
我首先想感谢 2CR 电台所做出的出色工作，我亦希望所有收听电台的朋友度过一个愉快且欢乐的中秋节。我可以同你讲，我食咗好多月饼，亦都参加咗好多嘅中秋活动。当然，我哋要好期待明年二月份嘅农历新年春节。虽然我唔想提及我嘅年龄，但系我可以同你讲，明年即系马年，就系我嘅生肖年，亦都系我小朋友嘅生肖年。佢明年即将满十二岁啦。你知道 2CR 一直都系成长，系一个好有活力、社区外展、外扩得非常之广大嘅社群。我感谢你哋所做出嘅一切，当然仲有 2CR 全体团队。
Thank you very much, Mark, and we look forward to seeing you in those Lunar New Year events in next year as well.
非常之感谢你，我哋亦都好期待能够喺农历新年嘅活动上再次见到你。
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Thank you very much.
我哋今次嘅节目差唔多，我哋下次再见，拜拜。